All right, welcome back. Who's talking? It's 7211 West Broad, Moore's Volvo, and we thank Kevin Coffey. He had to leave for an event where his wife was present, so taking care of family visits. So we appreciate him taking a few minutes and stopping by in person. We have another special guest right now, and we got food coming here shortly. We got some door prizes, so please come on out and say hello to us here at 7211 West Broad. But Mark Newland in the house. Mark, you know, I've known Mark for a long time.
I'm surprised Mark still talks to you.
Yeah, no, well, very few do. But Mark on the 76 championship team, as we said, was, I believe, a graduate assistant coach under Coach Holland after he finished as an undergrad, was a coach at collegiate for a while. So a lot of coaching and playing background here from Mr. Newland.
And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think, are you one of the few players ever to play in two ACC championship games?
That might be true, Frank. I have to – you're more up to date on the stats of all that, but was
well,
fortunate
that's
to play.
76-77.
Yeah.
Was fortunate to play in two championship games, yes, sir.
Had to face Dean Smith twice.
And tell us about the incident between Ivoroni and Dean Smith.
Yeah, we want to go to that right now. Did Ivoroni step on his foot or something? What happened? He looked pretty hecked off.
Well, it was halftime, and I think Dean was not real excited about, shall we say, Mark's aggressiveness underneath the boards and some sharp elbows and things in the first half. And he was not a happy camper, so as they head out walking back to the locker rooms, Dean kind of lightly grabs him by the shoulder and says, be a little bit nice, quit being so dirty out there, something to that effect. And Mark just walks on.
Mark cleaned that up a little bit.
this is a family show. So.
It's a family
and
show.
It's early in the morning.
That's right. Well, it's interesting, because I was a graduate assistant when Mark was coming in. I don't think we had any overlap. You started in 73, 74?
Right. Your senior year was my senior year in high school.
Okay. But so I was a grad assistant when Mark arrived in Charlottesville, and, of course, Coach Holland came. But you talk about Ivoroni, but Steve Castellan and Mark Ivoroni, I walked into practice one day, and I think they were both bleeding, and I was wondering, what the heck's going on here? Coach Gibson didn't have practices where we beat each other up. Coach Holland's practices were a little more intense.
Well, that's true, Jim. I remember specifically one day that's still clear in my mind to this day, where because Mark Ivoroni was as tough as they come, and you're always taught as a power player inside to take the ball up strong, up through the guys, right up through his shoulders and face and whatever you have to do to get to the basket. And so Mark did that with Otis Fulton, who was, big guy himself, 6'11".
Right, from here in Richmond, I think, somewhere, yeah?
Thomas Jefferson High School.
Yeah, but you could hear this click on the – you just heard a click. And you thought, oh, no, I hope that's not Otis's front teeth. Hmm. And sure enough, it was his – then you hear a click, click again, where both the front teeth were laying in the middle of the lane. Mm. And Mark Ivoroni had this big gash on his elbow, with several stitches needing for that one. But it was – so Mark was not – he was not
scared
of contact.
maybe he had to be calmed down a little bit. One thing we did not do is – and we should – Mark has been on the show previously. We have not talked about his high school basketball career. He was coached by none other than Paul Hatcher, who's the winningest public high school coach in Virginia with almost 900 wins out there in Stanton. And Mark has worked with Dan Bonner in the past with the basketball camps there. And talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been very fortunate throughout my life to play for some great coaches. And I guess it started out with Coach Hatcher at Robert E. Lee High School in Stanton. He's a legend. 897 wins, has the best winning percentage in the state of Virginia for that many games being played. Retired recently, 2 years ago, but a fantastic guy, wonderful man, and a great coach. So had a chance to play for him, and I was able to go back each summer. We still, for the last 20 years, we've run a basketball camp in Stanton for some of the local boys and girls there, and so it's been a treat for me to go back to Stanton each summer to run a camp with. And now that he's retired, his son Jarrett Hatcher is now the head coach, and so we run it together, and Coach Hatcher comes out as well.
Little legacy thing there. So what makes a great coach?
What makes a great coach? So many things, Jim. I think certainly tremendous care for you.